Battalion is related to have first introduced organs into some of the churches of Western Europe about 670, in fact 666 A.D. We also notice that Chambers Encyclopedia, Volume 7, page 112 says, the organ is said to have been introduced into church music by Pope Battalion in 666 A.D. We also notice that Dr. Frederick Lewis Ritter in History of Music from the Christian Era to the Present Time, page 28, says, we have no real knowledge of the exact character of the music which formed a part of the religious devotion of the first Christian congregations. It was, however, purely vocal. We also notice the testimonies of some of the leaders of some of the outstanding denominational groups today. In McClintock's and Strong's Encyclopedia, Volume 6, page 762, Martin Luther, a distinguished reformer, called the organ an ensign of Baal. We also notice that John Wesley is quoted by Adam Clark in Clark's Commentary, Volume 4, page 684, as saying, I have no objection to instruments of music in our chapels, provided they are neither heard nor seen. We also find that John Calvin says in Calvin's Commentary on the 33rd Psalm, that musical instruments in celebrating the praises of God would be no more suitable than burning of incense, the lighting up of lamps, the restoration of the other shadows of the law. He says that these things belong to the law and had been borrowed from Jews who were under the law. We also notice that Conbear and Howson, famous scholars of the Church of England, in their commentary of Ephesians 5:19, in the Life and Epistles of St. Paul, Volume 2, page 408, they say, make melody with the music of your hearts to the Lord. Let your songs be not the drinking of heathen feasts, but psalms and hymns, and their accompaniment not the music of the lyre, but the melody of the heart. So we see, my friends, that here are the testimonies of some great religious leaders and also of some great historians who tell us that the introduction of the musical instrument was something that was not introduced until many centuries after Christ and the apostles, that the music of the early church was purely vocal, and also we have the testimony of the Word of God. Finally, we wish to notice the most effective method of teaching that has ever been employed to teach spiritual things to our children. We read in the Scriptures of a young man named Timothy. We read here where the Apostle Paul writes young Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15. And he says, and that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. It is said of Timothy that he had known the Scriptures since he was a child. Someone may say, well, Timothy was faithfully taken to Sunday school then. No, my friends, this was written many years before Robert Raikes in the 1700s ever instituted the first Sunday school in England. That's right. The Church of the Lord Jesus Christ was on earth over 1700 years before the Sunday school was ever introduced in England. For over 1700 years, think about it. No, the reason that Timothy had known the Scriptures from a child is because we read in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5, where Paul thanks God for the unfeigned or unpretended faith that dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and in thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also. Timothy had a godly mother, a godly grandmother. He lived in a godly home where the things of the Lord were taught. There is no substitute, my friends, for taking your children to a public worship service where a man of God who has diligently applied himself to the Scriptures is to fill the pulpit and is to teach the Word of God, and then having these things taught in the home. No Sunday school teacher can do in 30 minutes or a half or an hour and a half or whatever time is involved what we should be doing from day to day in our homes. God tells us in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 6, and these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. He tells us that we're to teach these things at home, that we're to teach them in the public worship. Our time is gone for today. But my friends, may the Lord add his blessings to these thoughts.